أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجا إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. These are ayah number 89 and 90 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and remember Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam's incident we discussed in Surah Ali Imran and also at the very, very beginning of Surah Maryam, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala initially did not bestow and bless upon him a child. And as he was gaining old age, he had this concern of his people, his community, his family, and all those around, that someone needs to continue the work of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, guiding the people, keeping them in check, advising them, and bringing them on the straight path. And now the desire had come that this could only be done by a son, that he himself will grow up, he will make the tarbiyah of that son, and in this manner he makes dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here the dua is very brief, but there in Surah Maryam Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this dua, where he petitions Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He pledges to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he places on record, I am gone old, inni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala ra'su shayba. And in that way, everything has become weak in my body. There is no material way, there is no dunyavi means of me having any child. My wife has become barren, and hence he makes this dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. Remember that time when he petitioned his Rabb, he called upon his Rabb, لَا تَذَرْنِي. O my Allah, do not leave me alone, farda, do not leave me an individual alone, وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And now this is in actual fact a way in which Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam petitions Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to show, wa anta khayrul warithin, you are the best of inheritors. In other words, you are the best inheritor. You can take over from where I have left and you can continue, but don't leave me alone. Ulama have written, this was the extreme respect that Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam showed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that it is not only about a son. You can do as you want to do, O Allah, but in my mind and in my heart, it is a son that will continue the work of your deen. فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, then we responded to Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, وَوَهَبَنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى, and we bestowed upon him Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam, وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَى. Despite the fact that his wife was barren, when she was young she didn't have any children. Obviously more at old age she would not have children, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, there is nothing difficult upon Allah. We have rectified his wife. In other words, we made her suitable to carry this child and also to give birth to this child, Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about three qualities that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had. Allah bestowed these qualities upon us. And this is the lesson after discussing Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun, Sayyidina Ibrahim and all these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. What is the lesson? What are the lessons we can learn? Innahum kanu yusari'una fil khayrat. Number one, certainly they hastened in doing good deeds. Whenever there was the opportunity of doing good deeds, they did not hesitate, they did not backpedal, but they went forth and they completed that in an anticipation of the reward from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala tells us as an ummah also, Allah Ta'ala says, Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Hasten towards the maghfirat of your Rabb. Hasten towards Jannah. Second, وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And they called us, they made dua to us, and there was two mindsets. There was two things in their hearts. One was raghaban, they had full hope that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will fulfill that dua. Secondly, warahaba, they also had that fear about from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that perhaps because Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam are free from sins, but because maybe some shortcomings between us and fulfilling the commands of Allah, and because of that, they had this fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The third, وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they were humble in front of us. And these are the three qualities Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestow upon each and every one of us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.